Back with you on The Takeaway, I'm Tanzina Vega. And let's go to Brazil now. In a decisive victory, Jair Bolsonaro, a far-right politician, was elected Brazil's next president in runoff elections on Sunday. Bolsonaro has championed the country's military dictatorship and threatened to jail political opponents, making him popular with the country's armed forces. But he's also made sexist and homophobic comments throughout his career and this campaign. He once called a female politician, quote, too ugly to rape, and said he would rather his son be dead than gay. His election makes Brazil the latest country to elect a far-right leader. Maria Martha Bruno is a reporter with the Brazilian Report in Rio de Janeiro, and she says besides the military, the financial sector is also a big supporter of Bolsonaro.
Although Bolsonaro had a very nationalist speech throughout his career as a politician, he adopted an ultra-liberal speech. So the markets are very fond of Jair Bolsonaro as well. And according to the polls and surveys, Bolsonaro is also the favorite name for men and for higher income Brazilians.
Now, he's also has a history of saying very disturbing things, particularly against women. Can you give us a sense of where he stands there?
Yeah, he had to make a U-turn because there was a lot of resistance among women during the campaign. Women took the streets. They protest a lot on the streets and in social media. And there was a sense in the beginning that they would prevent him from winning because he has been very disrespectful to women. So he had to try to change the way he talked and to outline that he has a daughter, that he's a family man in order to gain this vote. And apparently he succeeded because in the last weeks, his growth, according to the polls, it was among women as well. So the women's support was also very decisive for his victory, for his triumph.
I'm struck by the women's support for Bolsonaro, given his past comments. It feels very much like what we saw happen in the 2016 election here in the United States with President Trump, where a certain percentage, particularly of white women supporters, voted for the president here. How much did race factor into these elections?
Race is a crucial factor here. You see, according to the surveys, that among Black people, Bolsonaro is not so well voted. He has a better, much better performance for white men and white women. And as you mentioned, Trump, a similar phenomenon happened here because Bolsonaro had many outrageous statements and disrespectful comments regarding women and regarding Black people, but none of them were enough to reduce his support among women.
And one more question for you about the ecological impact that this presidency could have. We know that Brazil holds 60% of the Amazon rainforest. Bolsonaro has promised to roll back protections for the rainforest. Tell us what environmentalists are thinking about that proposal.
This is a major concern because his minister for agriculture and environment is a tycoon from the Brazilian agribusiness. They have openly said that they want to increase legal deforestation. So this is something that environmentalists are looking with a major concern, and that for sure is going to be a battle that the next president will face in his first term.
Maria Martha Bruno is a reporter with the Brazilian Report in Rio de Janeiro. Thank you, Maria.
Thank you very much, Tanzina, for having me.
This is Ira Flato, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.